The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised.
GUI Nights.
Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
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 Yeah. Vroom, vroom.
You take that much calmer now. I remember there's a couple times
I don't have the patience to get irritated about it.
I know.
It's not
I'm looking at you, and you're very calm in the all of us yelling nights at you.
I decided to let things that don't matter not bother me anymore.
Look at that. Look at you. GUI growing. GUI growth. Growth. God damn it.
Yeah, we haven't had that anything GUI related in a while, like GUI facts, GUI growth, GUI.
Yeah.
GUI facts should have been a different show of just garbage.
Garbage bullshit. Garbage. Yeah. And after we say one thing, just GUI facts.
GUI facts.
So we're going to get into this. Now that everyone's done with the GUI Nights thing and facts and growth and whatever the fuck else we're talking about.
Just the next 25
He's
minutes.
He's just wrangling us together. All right, come on, kids.
In front of me, we got F.U. Hunter, who is my co-host on Mouths of Madness and also a co-host on Beautiful Disaster.
What's up, bitches?
Mm-hmm. Next to that, we got Thunde.
Nights.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Purveyor of my handle is Jonathan Blade, available wherever you get your podcasts.
My handle is a dick. Anyway.
that's his GUI Nights, actually, is the off weeks he does My Handle is a Dick.
Yeah. My handle is a dick. Yeah.
And that's just me masturbating on the off week, so...
It honestly
thinking about recording,
like,
he's like, oh, God.
It just sounds like somebody crying and stirring macaroni. It's just very unsettling.
So like the crying game.
Like my Thursday nights.
You don't know.
Amy. and
that's
the man,
where she's at tap.
The man who apparently cries and masturbates who kind of like that with Bickett.
Only on Thursdays.
It's weird that it's scheduled, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you got soul screaming masturbation. You've got masturbating to the greatest hits of Jay Baruchel.
Oh God.
You got a segment.
So you got a little variety pack of your Thursday. Okay.
And you know, you get so busy, you have to really start planning these things ahead of time.
Like shit, I almost didn't do that.
I almost didn't jerk off to She's Out of My League.
God damn. Look at it. You just want to name his movie. God damn it. That was
nobody.
Now picturing you masturbating to Hermione scene of This Is the End.
Yeah, right.
And if you're going to finally be masturbating to it, make it Sorcerer's Apprentice, all right? Come on. Like, keep it Disney, all right?
Ugh.
Keep it Disney?
Yeah.
Who else
something
that?
That's not running through my head when I'm masturbating.
Nicolas Cage?
Keep it Disney.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he's the sorcerer that Jay Baruchel is. The
whoa.
Well, speaking of which,
spoiler alert.
Has anybody seen the trailer for Pig?
Yes.
That looks amazing.
It looks incredible.
It's John Wick, but with a pig.
And John Wick is Nicolas Cage.
And Nick, yeah.
I have not seen this. What the fuck?
Nicolas Cage has a truffle pig. And somebody murders his truffle pig. And like all the area like chefs love him because he gets the best truffles. And it's like a revenge thriller where he tries to get back at the people that took his pig. And the chefs are like, fuck, let's get him.
That's me slapping money on the table.
Yep.
Let's
yep. Fucking
it.
In. It's got the, it's like American Psycho meets truffle pigs. Like I'm fucking
I'm
in.
All for that. God, he just, it's, come on, it's gold. The man's been doing
what
gold.
What happened where Nicolas Cage now, it's just every, like, I want to see that.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every fucking year.
Yeah.
There's at least one film of his, you're like, yes.
If the Fast and the Furious movies was a person.
Nicolas Cage. Yes.
Nicolas Cage.
How has Nicolas Cage
not
gotten
in a fucking fist?
I mean, it would be perfect. He's got to be in 10.
Please bring him in 10.
He's the villain.
Come on. He did Gone in 60 Seconds. Come on. Give him a
campaign.
Drive Angry. Drive Angry. Roll out. What do you say? We got to
start a campaign to get this
it's
happening.
Like, let's roll out, I think.
Yeah, roll out.
Roll that's the finger thing.
Yeah. Let's do that. He did Drive Angry. He's driven. He was Ghost Rider. Come on, man. Give him some shit.
Like, he is
Cage and Jesse from... the TV show because he had a driving movie.
Oh yeah, he did the video game Drive.
Yeah.
He did
Drive.
Oh, can we get fucking what's his face from Drive? Fucking douche nozzle.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. Yeah.
Douche nozzle. You mean the dude that every straight woman in the straight man
Need
probably
for speed.
Even wants to fuck.
Need for Speed. Thank you.
Need for Speed.
Oh,
that's what it was.
What was that? Eric Pickman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jesse Pickman.
Jesse Pickman.
Jesse Pickman.
He was in Breaking Bad. Yeah. Yeah.
That's nitrous, bitch.
Yeah. So we're just going to throw in every actor.
Every
that's
actor
been
that's been in a. I mean, fucking Mark Wahlberg, The Italian Job. Come on, man. That's just like Michael Caine could make an appearance.
I was
appearance.
About to say
like,
Michael
Caine. Fucking, yeah. Come on, dude. Let's do this shit.
Being just fast and
yeah, he's just like. He's just
Tony
like,
Hawk, like, jumps the volcano alongside Dom in the car.
Yeah, like, he, like he's trying to beat other, Tony yeah. Hawk's jump. Like, he goes to the top of the volcano. Dude, they've got that. There you go. It's either underwater or they have to literally jump across an active volcano. It's yes. getting ready to
all
erupt.
About it.
Like that's
or
that's
they're
happen.
In a volcano somehow right before they, that.
There's no
and
way.
And they're hold on driving no. up.
Science. That
as
would,
we've
that
learned,
would be,
they can do now is if you go really fast, you can drive up.
This
things,
needs to
right?
be the next Smack My Pitch Up.
This would right? be this would be Luda and Tyrese's scene.
In
they're in the volcano. They've got to be the
it's
ones.
It's all about
the tokens have to go in the volcano, right? They're the ones that went into space, so they have to go in the volcano too, right?
Boom.
They've definitely checked stuff off. Now with the space one, I was just like,
then you
now
incorporate
like, actually having to think.
Tom
what
Hanks,
have they not
Joe
been?
Versus the Volcano. You Boom. Pull that in.
Oh God. Oh, Antonio Banderas, because wasn't he in a movie called Volcano?
That was
Pierce Brosnan. Sorry.
No, he was in Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak,
which was
you're thinking of, yeah, Tommy Lee Jones,
which was the
volcano.
Impact
Jones,
of volcano okay. movies
yeah.
that year,
and then right. Scientologists because their religion involves volcanoes. This is perfect.
So Tom Cruise.
Werner Herzog can direct because he did that documentary about volcanoes.
Oh, man. All right, he can just Dude. Star in it.
As we see the car go up the side of the mountain,
I feel like we forgot
its rubber tires symbolize the trek of human experience through the eras of time.
That's pretty good.
You get fucking Will Ferrell because Talladega Nights. There you go. And yeah, and John C. Reilly. Dude,
this is going to be a long fucking movie.
It's going to be awesome.
It's
going to
be
awesome.
A 6-hour cinematic
Well, they
experience.
Already threw Michael Rooker in there, which I remember telling Groots we were watching it. I was like, man.
Days of Thunder, baby.
He was in Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, right. See? That's what I'm saying. Come
you
on,
You remember
man.
That shit.
Tom Cruise would make Scientology and fucking Days of Thunder. Come on, man.
Boom.
Come on.
Boom.
Got this shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, so good. Oh, and Owen Wilson, because he voiced the car in Cars.
Oh, yeah.
not Owen Wilson. Fucking Lightning McQueen. Queen. In the fucking Fast 10 movie.
Yeah, Lightning McQueen. Yeah, no, he wouldn't be old. Yeah,
he would hit up Roger Rabbit.
They have a car
want,
that looks like Lightning McQueen.
An animated car in this live
no,
action movie.
They just do up a car, Lightning McQueen.
No, I want the movie. I want, like with
you
Spider
want, like,
Pig as the passenger.
That's what you said. You want, like, Roger Rabbit, Cool World,
or Last Action Hero, where, like, literally, yeah, there's that random cartoon animated thing along with this everybody
is,
else.
This is ridiculous.
And Dom drives Bumblebee. It's perfect.
Sounds like
oh,
a two
yeah.
part. This sounds like
there
a two part. Two
Bumblebee.
Part. Part 10.
I like it because he's a fucking Camaro
thing
and
it's
nasty. Yeah.
Like I'm not even really joking with this statement. I'm not sure this is very far off from the writer's room for a Fast and the Furious movie.
This started with us just bringing up
one?
Maybe having Nicolas Cage.
Like,
they're probably
going
to split it up into two parts like they do with everything, right? It's like F10 part one. You know, like fucking.
There's got to be some fucking cameos.
The Final Furious.
So it's gonna, I guarantee they're going to split it up into two, and we're going to have two more movies instead of just 10. I'm betting money on it.
It's
going to
have Lightning McQueen in it. It's,
seriously.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than one movie to fucking finish the saga.
We just wrote 7 additional Fast and Furious movies in 7 minutes.
Because we're good like that, Hollywood.
They can do whatever because that's the nature of the movie. The only difference between the Naked Gun movies and the Fast and the Furious is genre. So you can do literally whatever you want. The writer's room can be that whatever.
Yeah.
They know we don't give two shits about the actual plot. I mean, look, in the trailer, like John Cena's is, you know, Vin Diesel's brother. They tell you in the trailer. They don't even, it's not supposed to be a shocker at all. And it's John Cena, who, again, doesn't look anything like fucking Vin Diesel.
If they told me
but
John
they don't
Cena
care.
Was Ernest's brother, I'd be like, that tracks.
But they don't care. You can say what you can make the plot whatever you want. Just, is it going to have some crazy fucking action? Is it going to have Lightning McQueen in it? Is it going to have Nick Cage in it? All right, I'm good. So,
when Cena pops in at the end of 10 to save everybody, can we just have a
John Cena, or like there's some sort of like cutscene to where he's involved, but then like wrestling's on and that pops in, but they don't actually show him walk out. They just start the music and it's just like that tongue in cheek, right to the fucking crowd thing, like right to the camera, right? Like it's like yeah.
Hell yeah.
Ted would be the first time that you've got John Cena and The Rock in a Fast and Furious movie together, so there has to be some recognition of them seeing each other for the first time and just like a weird moment where they pause and kind of look at each other and just kind of look each other up and down. Doesn't have to be words.
Little people's
eyebrow. No, just, fuck that. They need a fucking fight scene.
Yeah, people's eyebrow for sure.
They need a fucking fight scene because they have wrestled. Rock has gone back before he officially retired to WWE, whatever the fuck it is now.
Or no, you have him raise his eyebrow, and then he says like, "Oh, you haven't met what's his character? Joseph
Jacob
Jacob. Oh, you haven't met Jacob." And he's like, "I don't see anybody."
How does he get the whitest name?
Doesn't recognize him.
Sorry, how does he get the whitest name too? Like, we got Dom, and then we got Jacob. Like,
he looks like a Jacob.
Yeah, he does look like a Jacob. Especially the younger version of himself. Jacob is, he was such a fucking Jacob.
Definitely a Jacob.
Or, like I said, different mama.
I'd like to introduce you to my two sons. We've got Dominic and Jacob.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We got Dominic and Jacob. Come on, man.
Nice, strong Italian name.
Yeah, Dominic.
From a Mexican dad. And
the wasted jizz son.
Sorry, the actor is playing literally, he is, I believe, Mexican-American, but he plays Easy Reyes on the Mayans. Like, he is not Italian.
Yeah, I didn't think when I first saw him on screen, when I saw Dom's dad, I wasn't like, oh, obvious Italian. But that
stems far back into like the spaghetti westerns where they did all the filming in Italy,
yeah.
And all the Italian actors played like Mexican, right. Like,
but they got some time and a budget, not anywhere like the spaghetti westerns where they could pretty much pick any actor they want, and they still went with a very Hispanic looking actor as, you know, the dad.
Yeah,
like,
as the dad,
they
yeah.
had a lot of time. It wasn't like this was a rush job. And then, in fact, they had a whole extra year if they wanted to look at it and go, he doesn't really look Italian. Maybe we should put another actor in that role. They had extra time. They still said, nah, he's good.
There was a worse choice that could have been made. A fucking tanning bed. If they had tanned John Cena for the role.
Oh, that would have been rough.
No, like, I kind of, like, in the worst possible, like, no, they shouldn't have. That would have been
like
fucking the worst.
Christopher Walken?
But I still kind of want to see that, too.
Now,
it would have been.
Are you talking about, like, Christopher Walken in True Romance tanned, where they made Christopher Walken look Sicilian by just layers and layers?
So I've seen John Voight play Brown, and they could have done something like that, where the dad is, like, Brown John Voight, whoever the modern John Voight would be. So it could always be worse.
No, it could always be worse.
What?
Yeah.
Where was John Voight?
Why hasn't Pacino gotten fucking shit for fucking Scarface?
Because he like literally looks like a fucking Cuban.
Because, well,
like,
but no. Also, he's doing as bad an accent in that as fucking Tim Curry in Congo. I mean, he's doing really bad.
But
you,
for some reason,
you won't play around. Okay, my friend. It's just so.
What the fuck was that?
That was Al Pacino.
That was not Al Pacino at all.
The fucking cockroach, man.
No.
God, you guys, terrible.
So was his accent. Yeah.
And not as bad as how you sound. That was not his accent
but
at all.
But not far enough off of it. That's the problem. Is that yes? We are all doing terrible Pacino accents. But his accent is not anywhere close to what it should be.
The movie's so good.
It is so good, though. And we make the exception. Look, I'll throw this out there. Just bring up John Voight again. If anybody's ever seen Anaconda.
Anaconda?
And it can please explain to me what accent he is trying to do. But you know what? I love that movie. It's fucking terrible. And John Voight just pretends
like
he's somebody else.
John Voight's impression of Al Pacino in Scarface.
It might as well be. He's at the jungle. And you're like, what are you doing, man? If I squint my eyes and make a weird accent, right, that makes me like, you know, foreign. Like, no, that's not how it works, dude.
No, that's not how that works at all. No.
But yes, John Voight Anaconda is one of the greatest acting choices I've ever seen.
That's like fucking Brando in Island of Dr. Moreau.
Holy shit.
Just fucking batshit insane past his prime actor.
Yeah.
Just doing too much.
He was just trying to get some more dough before then, for the end of days, man. That's all. He
was
trying to get some more
Brando
dough.
Brando also like, oh man, Donald Trump would make a great president.
No, that's just John Voight.
That's just John Voight.
Actually, one of my favorite behind the scenes is anybody
fucking
seen
James Wood?
If anybody's seen The Rainmaker with Matt Damon, and there's behind the scenes where literally right before they did the courtroom scenes, John Voight and Matt Damon would grab each other and shake each other vigorously, like back and forth, getting each other irritated. Then they would like go back to their places and they run the film. And so they're already like irritated as shit at each other. I'm like, do they do that normally with two actors? Like,
I don't know. That's
pretend like
smart,
you're about
though.
To beat the shit out of them.
I want
you see like John Voight like literally tossing Matt Damon around in this courtroom, and then it's like, all right, ready and action.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I need to see a Fast and the Furious courtroom drama where, like, at Fast 11 is just them being in court for all their crimes from the past 10 movies.
You need me behind that wheel.
I want to see the court reporter where they go back. Could you read back what he just said? It's like, mumble, mumble, family.
I'm saying Dom
mumble,
becomes
mumble.
Jack Nicholson, and he's just like, you know.
I live my life.
You need me in that car.
I live my life one life sentence at a time.
Dom's like, you're out of order. And he picks up the whole jurors box, throws it out the window.
You want the truth?
No,
you want the furious?
Just,
you can't handle the furious.
Somehow the other guys end up being snuck onto the jury.
No, they're
like
just about to declare sentence.
Tyrese and Ludacris being like, dude, shut the fuck up. You're going to give us away.
They're about to declare a sentence, and then all of a sudden, a car busts through one window. You know, it's CGI Brian grabs Dom, and they go out the other window, and that's the end of the movie.
It, like, flips upside down. It's a convertible,
yeah.
And he just, like, grabs his hand and pulls him into the passenger
seat. You know
seat.
It, yep.
Yep.
And but then they leave a bag of grenades as he leaves.
Nobody notices because Tyrese is distracting the corpse with his tap dancing.
Fuck that. That was
oh,
seven.
No. Yeah, that was
the
seven.
Bag of grenades,
yeah,
dude.
You can, dude, you can launch a car at a helicopter, have the bag of grenades ready to go, hook it to the helicopter, and then land safely and blow up the helicopter. We all know that's possible, okay?
No, no, now, no. The Rock has to blow up the helicopter.
The Rock shot. Remember, he's walking down the street, which... it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, the broken arm with the Gatling gun. That's
dude,
right.
No, he broke the cast. He's good, bro. Daddy's got to go to work.
He willed the cast away.
Crunch. So good.
I love these movies so,
so
much.
Good. But, I mean, really, it's everything that we loved growing up with the 80 machismo. You know, like, it's fucking, like, look, go, watch, go back and watch Commando. Go back and watch The Running Man.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, fucking
Cobra,
Rambo.
Cobra, yeah. Over the top, fucking.
But all those movies
ridiculous,
where it
the
makes
Punisher
sense
back then, Dolph Lundgren.
It makes
Universal
sense. Stallone
Soldier.
Has his giant machine gun.
The other day.
He can take out everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Like, those movies, like, come on, man. Any Chuck Norris movie is fucking ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's just there, like, hey.
Any of the canon action films.
Absolutely,
from back
yeah.
Day, like, not first Missing in Action, I think, was not canon, but 2 and on.
Yeah.
Same with Death Wish.
Death Wish
1 was, like,
oh,
fine.
God, Trump.
But Death Wish 2 and on were batshit fucking insane. American Ninja, the
yeah,
American
Ninja
movies.
Oh,
I think the fucking best example he brought up was Commando, where literally he goes to an island that has his own military, and literally one dude... And he kills
the
everybody.
Military.
And nobody, like, literally, you've got, like, 20 dudes. Just surround him and shoot him. And yeah. They can't do it.
And they can't do it.
Because he's too fucking badass.
Yeah. Well, just like Tyrese Gibson. Tyrese was literally getting hammered. He's like, look, they were trying to shoot my head, and they couldn't do it.
Which was a good example
exactly.
of ridiculousness.
Well,
where he just turns
tap around. And smiled. And everybody's like, oh, that Nick, never mind.
Mammy.
Well, I lost my track of thought. I think that the reason why I at first viewed the Fast and Furious movies different than the 80s action films is that we didn't have the internet in the 80s. So there wasn't a chance for me to see people not understanding that it was supposed to be stupid and over the top and ridiculous. That now with the Fast and Furious movies, like, yeah, I would do that too. Like, I'm such a badass. Like,
they're not getting, right?
And they're not getting the
That's
fact. Yeah, they're not getting the fact that this is supposed to be idiotic. It's if anything, it's making fun of the nature.
That was
of
my
that
response.
It's
like, we're not idiots. We're not idiots. So when you said that, I'm like, no, to the idiots, no, stop it. Stop it, because.
But you know, there were people in the 80s being like, "Yeah, I mean, I'd fucking kill like 85 guys too if I had that kind of weaponry." Or
he walks out of the door, getting ready to do it, and he bumps his knee on the fucking door from. Oh, okay. Oh.
But the difference is in the 80s, they were saying that to the person sitting next to them at the bar as they were wearing their Letterman jacket from fucking high school at 46. You know, like that.
Al Bundy.
Yeah, it didn't translate to everyone having to deal with it. It was just their friend Steve that had to hear it. So
that actually brings me to, I don't know if anyone else had to deal with this, but on the way in, we saw some cars, and I was like, oh, fuck. Hope they're not in my showing. Anyway, everyone was okay. It was quiet. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was adamantly talking about how stupid the movie was. They were just like, oh, yeah, that... There's so many face slaps, and like, oh, God, Jesus. Right, you know.
There was literally a Mustang next to my car when I came back.
Oh, a Mustang. I'm not talking about a Mustang. I'm talking about, like, shitty cars. And, like, when I left, yes, there were little four bangers making their little fucking high-pitched sound. I was like, I wish there was someone with a Charger or a Mustang or a Camaro to show them what a real power car is. Not your little fucking ving.
They're playing pretend. They're playing pretend. I'm like the movie star.
I have a VA, but I have a truck. I couldn't really get next to them and like, I mean, I would sound better, but like, I wish someone had a fucking sports car, a real power car.
I don't disagree with you on the ving, ving, ving cars, but also I have to mention that the modern Mustangs look like they're fast. There is a high-end model that is about $20,000 more than the fucking stock model that is fast and does cool shit.
The modern Mustang,
but it's furious.
It is also a little bit furious.
Okay, good.
Not entirely furious. About 36%
mild.
No, I agree with you. The modern Mustang is shit. Go Camaro or Charger.
It's ill-tempered.
But then they have a version that looks almost exactly the same. That is the, you know, $20,000 model that all the fucking like. I got me a Mustang. You got yourself a fucking four-cylinder Mustang. Like, you got like a shitty fucking
Buy a $20,000
Mustang. Fake Mustang.
Got a Hyundai engine in there.
You got people that are doing the Hyundai, like, oh, I got a big muffler on my Hyundai. But there's also the dudes with the shitty fake Mustang that are doing the same thing.
Did the one next to you say 5.0 on it?
I didn't, like, inspect the car.
I mean, it's not inspecting to look at the hood and see 5.0. Is that so fucking hard for you? I'm sorry, that's not inspecting.
Yes, I'd have to walk past my car and then stare at a stranger's car and go, huh, and then get back in my car. I don't care enough about
it. I thought you saw it when you were walking in.
No, on the way back.
Oh, I thought you said it was, like, you walk. So I was like, you walk in, you glance over at something, if you notice the car and you see a 5.0.
No, there's so much of a chance that I would be thought of as a car guy in that moment.
I was about to say.
I'd be like looking at the car, I was like, oh yeah, that's my piece of machinery. What do you think? I was like, well, has it got a Hemi?
I was going to say, that's the risk you take, is if you scan out, they go, pretty nice. I don't want to talk to you.
No, like, see that, but that's the guy you don't want. That's like the shitty car owner, because like
that's got
you
like
don't want someone to have to
blinkers
ask,
and like,
what you got under the hood
and you don't ask.
AM and FM radio. That's some.
They do make four banger Mustangs.
She replaced the Johnson rods recently.
And they do make six cylinder Chargers. I was like, no, you need a V8 Charger, Challenger, Camaro, or the actual V8 Mustang to fuck all these little.
I do like how in movies too they do insert every once in a while like a lot of the car terms that I'll be honest, I don't really pay attention to because I don't watch these movies to like learn any skills.
I want
with that.
To sneak in one,
but
that's
they throw
not
it in
real.
There for those car guys that are in there. They're like, dude, you hear they just brought up the blah 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 blah. That's great, but I for me, I'm just like, this could be a good bathroom break if they're gonna like break down the engine a little bit because I don't.
Right.
Oh wait, were they? Were they mimicking the first race with Brian with the race between him and Jacob when he says too soon? That just came to me. Didn't like Brian fuck it up and he lost the first race.
Yeah. You're asking me to remember the bad.
But didn't he hit the NOS too soon or something?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just thought about that.
Mistake that they always make against Dom, by the way. Every race he's
too
ever
soon.
Had.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon. He thinks somebody would actually pay attention to this. This is how he wins every one of his races.
One of his psychic powers that he influences them. To push the knobs too soon. So tie into the next
too
episode.
Soon.
You do apparently do right before the finish line. Yeah, too soon.
That's just the Totoro's?
The tortellini's race.
Tortellini. Oh wait, I don't know. That's like you trying. You want to hear a bad accent? Him trying to do an Italian accent in the Fulci episode was horrible.
Oh, you mean where I was just like, "Mamma mia, spice of meatball."
How is that not offensive? Everyone's getting on me about other shit. How is that not offensive?
I only know my impression from Chef Boyardee.
I think it's really comes down to like this is pretty commonplace. Like the punching down versus punching either sideways or up. Like Italian is sideways, white is up. So that's cool. If there's a darker tone of skin, that's down. So don't punch down.
I just based that on the Simpsons. Is that not
Sicilians
correct?
Are darker.
See, don't make fun of Sicilians.
And do you want to know why? Do you want to know why the Sicilians are darker?
No, I watched True Romance.
Okay,
True Romance.
Dennis Hopper has a whole story about it.
Also a scene we're never going to do on GUI.
Yeah. I didn't actually say the N-word. I just intimated.
You're great.
Well, he didn't say it either. He said eggplant.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
No,
No, the N-word was definitely dropped in that scene.
Oh, that's
a lot.
What he does say. The very last thing he says.
Because he says it, and then he takes just that huge drag off a cigarette.
The very last thing, The very last thing he said, basically before he dies.
Yeah, yeah. And he knows he's going to die, because that's why he said it. That scene's so fucking amazing.
Oh, that scene's so good.
That's
True
Romance is one of those movies that you talk to people that are Tarantino fans, and I know it wasn't directed by, but you're like True Romance, and they don't recognize why that's part of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, no, you rewrote it, and
it was directed by Tony Scott, who did like fucking Top Gun and shit like that. It's such a random
and Domino.
Movie. Yeah, but I'm saying it's such a random
talk about
fucking
an off
movie.
The wall fucking action movie.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking
yeah.
Domino. Yeah, it's like Smoking Aces.
I'm just saying, really, Scott's brother was like, yeah, I'll take on this. You know, so
or
he didn't
crank.
Oh, you know, he jumped off a bridge, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Fuck.
So was yeah. everyone else doing it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Michael Bay. They're all robots now. No. I actually. Oh fuck. This makes it really fucking not funny anymore. I think he had stage 4 cancer and didn't want his family going through the like last levels of all that shit. So he just jumped off a fucking bridge and was like.
Do you think somebody was like, "Is that Tony Scott?" Like right before. Like that's a weird celebrity sighting, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. Scott, can I have your audit?
Oh Jesus!
That's all right, up. We're at level.
But he was, at least he. I mean, you could look at like he was being thoughtful.
No, that's exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean. It's like, oh, well, that's thoughtful. And fucked like, up, but thoughtful.
How many of us have that conversation where if I'm, like, past the point of it being, like, a good time for me anymore, like, I'm just in pain all the time, or I don't remember people or
see,
whatever, then fucking do me in.
I've already said, like, I'm just going to OD. I feel like I'm just going to OD.
No, that's my plan.
I'm just going to do a lot of hard drugs.
After 85. If I make it to 85 and I'm good, I'll be like, let's see what heroin's like. Like that's when I just like start trying all peyote, fucking mescaline. I'm gonna do all probably the visual drugs first, and then
you
the ones
up to the death drugs.
Death drugs, yeah.
You haven't done the visual drugs?
No, I mean not yeah, but yeah. Not like not all of them.
Not at 85.
Not all
that's
of them.
That's probably a whole different experience at 85, man. You start tripping balls on some peyote, fuck me.
Yeah, like peyote's not just floating around Richmond, you know. Yeah. It's like, hey, who's got peyote? Oh, there's like six people raise their hands. Yeah. No, that's not really a
it's not plentiful in this area.
I don't know. You don't know what the kids are into these days.
Either you do peyote in your like 20s. Or you're like 70s plus. Like in between, you have too much shit to do. Like
yeah, peyote, you can't.
You got too much. That's a retirement party.
That's retirement party.
It's
like thanks for the watch, and also your face is melting.
Which that would be amazing if you're like you have a retirement party and you just open up. It's just every drug possible.
Fuck, I would. Like, could you imagine? You're like, fucking high on.
I don't
peyote.
Know if you've done Molly when you were younger.
Nope. For my retirement party,
go.
Folks. Just saying.
Like,
just saying.
Spent 46 years as a strong employee, helping us make our way to being a massive corporation. We appreciate him so much. The walls are bleeding.
No, I don't mean like at work. I mean like when I have when I have a retirement party with my friends, I expect everyone to bring at least one
like heavy
particular
drug.
Heavy drug.
Maybe just
yes.
Coke it up and die at your retirement.
Instead of the macaroni and cheese bar, you know, it's
I want a drug bar. Yes. Yes, yes. I'm no longer after work. Drugs.
Like here we have crank. Crack and meth.
No, I'll take my coke in powder form. Thank you very much. I don't want to smoke.
I dyed the
coke.
Meth blue because I know you like the show.
See, that,
so.
No, that'd be very thoughtful. I would love that.
There you go.
See, there you go.
Already thinking
see,
ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking it's like, bathtub fucking meth.
I put googly eyes on the mushrooms because of Troll 2. So.
But then I got to peel them off to eat them.
You don't have to. You just get one
you
of
put
our
them
friends
on the bags.
That,
you put them on the bag.
That makes the candy eyes
yeah,
for
yeah,
cakes.
Yeah.
That way it makes it taste less like shit.
Yeah.
And depending on where the order is, if you have taken enough stuff before you get to the mushrooms with googly eyes, you'll probably just eat the googly eyes with
you know,
it, right?
I feel like this is
yeah.
what's lacking
shit,
in society.
You're looking at me.
Yeah. The drugs looking at me. Fuck
so
it.
Many friends when Game of Thrones was a thing that they made like thematic food for the episodes and had to have like watch parties for the thing. There's not enough thematic drug parties.
I agree.
There's like thematic heroin. There's thematic cocaine.
All right. That actually sounds like a whole other GUI Nights episode. We need to revisit that. But
say
we don't...
hello to my little drug habit.
You sound like Speedy Gonzalez there.
I'm offended.
Literally, we were just talking about Al Pacino played Scarface.
I know. I'm just saying you sound like Speedy Gonzalez.
So did he.
Now you're saying Cubans sound like Spaniards?
Yes. 100%.
That is totally offensive, Hobbit.
Yep.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I usually am. I grew up Catholic.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What?
How are you not? I went to Catholic school until like sixth grade.
You don't really talk about that too much. I don't.
Yeah, because that. I got over it.
I've heard him talk about it.
It was like a bad cold.
Or I just didn't.
You just zoned him out.
I just zoned that out.
As soon as he's like, and when I was younger, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't know. I was touched by a priest. I don't know. Sorry.
Luckily, not that story.
Yeah. But all right.
That's for a very special GUI.
The Catholic guilt. Gotcha. I got that in fucking spades.
So. I mean, unless you don't show it, you got like Catholic guilt light, because I've seen like heavy Catholic guilt, and they.
Oh no, I'm like from like 14 on, not Catholic. So I have just like the littlest sprinkles of Catholic.
But it's still there. Still, because you can't.
It's like hiding in the rectory, waiting to pounce on my.
You said rectory. Rectory, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
waiting to pounce on my inner child. Yeah.
Oh, well, this is getting scary. Yeah.
In the rectory, pouncing
we need
on the
to
rectory.
Fucking, in the rectory.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Yep,
we're done.
We're fucking done. Oh Jesus! Fuck. Good night. Go the fuck home.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network as we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIPodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
In a world ravaged by movie studios that keep rehashing the same things, only one podcaster has the guts to make it even worse. Join Mike the Hobbit as he traverses the internet to bring you some of the best and worst ideas for reboots, remakes, and reimaginings of some of your favorite and least favorite TV and film properties. Ideas like a John Waters He-Man movie, Fantastic Four the musical, and Aliens done entirely with marionettes. What podcast would bring this evil upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up. Available anywhere you get your podcasts.